We're here at the Arizona Fall League talking to the Nats prospects, hanging out with Ethan Petrie here on a warm day at Camelback Ranch. E, first of all, great to see you. How's the fall been for you so far, just in general?
Good to see you, too. Yeah, the fall has been great. I mean, learn a lot of things, meeting with new guys, facing really good competition, and just enjoying the process because, you know, it's a long process, and I just got into it, and, you know, that's what I've learned when I got here is just, you know, there's a lot of games to be played, a lot of bats to be played. Every day is a new day.
And for you, you're one of the very few guys drafted this year that's here. Is that more of a learning curve for you to be around guys that, as you say, maybe some have thousands more professional at-bats than you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I really got to, you know, focus and, you know, do my work really hard and, you know, learn from those guys, ask questions, pick their brains and, you know, go out there and just compete. And, you know, when you're competing against a high level, you got to play at the high level too.
You and I met in Fredericksburg after the draft. It's 25 game sample size, not a huge amount of at-bats for you. But now that you're a month plus removed from that first pro experience and you zoom out, what are some of your takeaways from that first taste of full season ball?
It's great. You play every single day. Yeah. You really can't, you know, dwell on your past successes or past failures. It's kind of like here too as well. I mean, you know, you have a good game the night before, you got to play the next day, or you got to play the day after the next. So you just got to be able to, you know, always be able to move on to the next day. And that's what I've learned here from, you know, from the guys. You know, they have the same attitude every single day, no matter how they're feeling at the plate, no matter how they're, you know, if they're going really good or going really bad.
And you guys specifically on this Scottsdale Ball Club have really had a great fall. You've won 18 out of the 25 games. It's an offense that has a team OPS over 900. What's it been like to be part of a group that's enjoyed so much success here in the fall?
It's been great. Good chemistry with the guys. I think we have a great group of guys, and, you know, they all want to win. You know, you come here and you just want to get at bats. It's not about that. It's about winning, and you love winning. You don't want to have a losing season. It's kind of miserable when you have a losing season, so you got to go out there and try to win every single game, and that's why our stats, you know, are pretty good.
This fall league experience is so unique because it's five orgs under one clubhouse roof. What has been your approach as to how I'm going to learn from these other guys, but also stay true to myself? Because you're not coming here to fix something that's broken. You're coming here to get more experience. So how have you mentally thought about how am I going to take this information in and apply it to my own game?
Yeah, well, we have a great hitting coach, our AA hitting coach from the Nationals, Jeff Livesey. Something like that. I call him Livy, but he's a great dude. He's worked really hard with me and just how to, you know, keep stacking days and keep working hard. And we had an analytic guy come out here and we did a lot of things, a lot of drill work that's really helped me, you know, adjust to this kind of pitching as, you know, this is the best of the best pitching, you know, in the minor leagues. So I'm glad to have him as our coach here. I can talk to him because, you know, we don't really have a front office right now as, you know.
Sure.
You know, it's great to have, you know, a guy here just to keep working with you. And he's in your organization knowing that, like, I could, you know, eventually use him in the future.
Seaver told me yesterday that you and he are rooming together, first of all. You guys didn't know each other, obviously, before this because he was in the org. You got drafted. He told me that you guys have bonded really well with the guys from the Detroit Tigers.
Yep.
Specifically. What's it been like seeing Kevin McGonigal and Max Anderson and all the guys from Detroit that have really done well?
It's great. I mean, you see it every day and you're like, damn, those guys are really good. But you know them as humans and, you know, they're just regular guys. They're just, you know, really good guys, good morals, and, you know, just funny as hell, man. Like, they're great dudes and I love hanging out with them and, you know, I hope to be friends with them in the future.
Obviously, the Nats sent you here to make up for some lost at-bats because you had the injury at South Carolina. But once this fall league experience is done, how are you mapping out your offseason leading up to spring training in West Palm Beach? You haven't experienced spring training before.
Yeah, I'm really excited for spring training. And it's you know, about 2.5 hours away from my house, so it's an easy, quick drive. But, yeah, I'll be home in Tampa just working out, getting stronger, you know, leaning up a little bit. You know, they want me to play outfield, so, you know, I got to lean up a little bit more and just, you know, stay fast and, keep working on my power, I guess, and just, you know, be able to, you know, drive balls all fields. That's kind of my mindset. And, you know, me and Livy, you know, I've done some drills that have really helped me, and I think we can work on them and just keep going.
Last one for you. obviously the fall league is about getting here, getting your reps, getting your work in, but there's more downtime than you have during the regular baseball season. How have you and Seaver and Sam spent it outside the walls of the ballparks trying to just have some fun here in Arizona?
Yeah, we're actually going to a concert tonight after the game, and it's Treaty Oak Revival, I think he's playing, and Chase Field. So we're really excited. Like, we just like to have fun and just hang out with the guys. We had the World Series to watch. Mm-hmm. We have NFL football, Saturday football with college football. So we have all sorts of things. We can just hang out with the guys, kick it at the pool, and just watch some football, watch some baseball.
Broing out. Ethan Petrie and all his Scottsdale friends here at the Arizona Fall League. E, great to see you. Yeah. Great to see you do well here in the fall, and look forward to watching in the future.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.